Okay, this is a comprehensive guide on the language of women. This is very important because from here on out, when it comes to my playlists, it's going to come into one of three categories. So we are either going to be talking about front end game, we're either going to be talking about mid game, or we are going to be talking about back end game, which is long-term relationships. This video is very important because this is a process that I've developed that's over 10 years in the making, from ages 18 to 28. And it's taken me a long time to come up with this video, but I have finally boiled this down to an exact process, and there are some things, or let's just call it a few projects in the works that I have going on right now that's going to be breaking this down at an even deeper level in the near future. So this is a comprehensive guide on the language of women. Now, to master the language of women, there's a couple goals, okay? So the goals here, okay, when I talk about goals, what I mean by that is it's how and why this works. Okay, so there's two goals when dating women or when interacting with women. The first goal that you have to understand their language or to master the language of women, the first goal is what you're trying to do at all times is you're imitating a pre-selected man until you become one. The biggest reason is because pre-selection is obviously the highest form of attraction. You can have all the looks, all the money, all the status in the world. But what she really wants is a pre-selected man who other women already find attractive. So what we're doing, like this is very important for you to understand this. When I say it's 10 years in the making, it's actually 10 years in the making. At every stage of this, what we're doing is we're imitating a pre-selected man until you have enough options that you actually become one. There's nobody on the internet who's been breaking this down or who will be breaking this down at this high of a level. The second thing that you're doing, or the second goal you have that needs to be running through her mind at all times, is you're slowly becoming her ideal masculine archetype, which would actually be her father figure in due time. So you're getting her to look at you as somebody with leadership capability, safety capability, and you're a strong man and a good person that she would want to be with. So I'm going to be breaking down the entire language of women. First, let's dive into the model. Okay, so what is front end game? Front end game is when you're first meeting the woman, and this comes down to you actually attracting her. So whenever I talk about front end, that means the first initial stages where we are attracting her. Now, what are we trying to do here, or what is the objective? The objective would be how to attract her so she thinks that you're hot or have high status. This is the whole goal with front end game. How to attract her so that way she thinks that you're hot or have high status. Now, mid game. This is dates 1 through 3. This is when you guys are first getting to know each other. What is the goal right here? The goal right here, or the things that I'm going to be teaching you, is how to withhold interest and withhold masculinity so she feels that your sexual market value is higher than hers, which is going to satisfy hypergamy. And that way she has to earn your attention. So if you're withholding interest, she's going to try to earn your approval, earn your attention, earn your validation. Notice I'm saying the words earn. Most guys, when they go into dates, they're hoping that the woman likes him. We're going into this with the reverse mindset, and we are setting the frame where we're not 100% sold on her, or we don't necessarily know if we like her as an individual or not, regardless of beauty. So this is very powerful with mid-game. Now, back end game, everything that has to do with long-term relationships. Here's what we're doing. We are creating a frame where she wants you to be her boyfriend. Say this with me one more time. We are creating a frame where she wants you to be her boyfriend. The second that you want her to be your girlfriend is the second that you lose her. The second that you want her to be your girlfriend is the second that she doesn't want you anymore. So what you have to do is you have to create a frame where she wants you to be her boyfriend because it's in a woman's nature to naturally seek reassurance from a strong man. The second that you are wanting her to be your girlfriend is the second that you're now signaling the need for intimacy or emotional reassurance, which is going to lower your sexual market value, and now she will probably exit. So this is an entire comprehensive guide. So let's start with front end game. When you're first meeting her or when you're first attracting her, first, let's recap the goal again. This is how to attract her so she thinks that you're hot or have high status. The first thing that this comes down to is having a look or a vibe, okay? Now, as I started going out more and more, I started to realize that this to a woman oftentimes signals confidence because it appears as if the man knows who he is, Okay, so oftentimes when I go out, okay, I have a specific look. The reason why having a look or a masculine archetype is so important is because it signals confidence. So it doesn't matter if you're the cowboy, the athlete, or the rock star, she just likes to see that you know who you are. So having a look is huge. Now, number two, this also comes down to having friends or a brotherhood. So the more I started going out and the more I started paying attention to what women respond to, there's a reason why women are aroused by, like, let's say the hockey team or the football team or the fraternity. It's because it's signaling brotherhood. So what I noticed when I started going out more is that instantly if there's a group of men who are all having fun, that signals high status to the women because you naturally look selected or you look like you have a group. And especially if they are having fun with you in that group, you seem high status. So attracting her comes down to having a look or a vibe. This comes down to having friends and a brotherhood. What's even more powerful is if your entire friend group or brotherhood all has the same look, that's signaling unity. Think of like a hockey team or a football team, everybody's dressed the same. To a woman, this signals group, this signals masculinity, this signals brotherhood. So same with fraternities. Now, number three, what this comes down to is waiting for her to covertly signal interest. Now, when I say covertly, here's where this all clicked for me. This all clicked for me when I was out one night and I was doing steps one and two perfectly. And then there was a group of women, they were part of a bachelorette party. And then one of the girls comes and sits by me when I'm out and she goes, "Hey, is anybody sitting here?" Instantly, I knew right away, we are waiting for her to covertly signal interest. That means she wanted to talk. We strike up a great conversation. Everything is smooth and natural. So this is high level game, okay? Don't let anybody tell you differently. I've dedicated my whole life to this from ages 18 to 28. Everything that I could think of to try to piece this together. When I say this process of the language of women is 10 years in the making, I mean it. So that's very important, okay? Keep that in mind. So what you'll notice on the front end right here is masculinity overall needs to be active and it needs to be loud and captivate attention. So when I say loud, if you and your friends are all having a great time, it's going to captivate attention. When I say you have a look, okay, you don't even have to say anything, but if you walk into the room, sometimes not saying anything at all but having a look, you're the loudest guy in the room without saying a single word. Masculinity needs to be active and it needs to be loud, especially on the front end. This is high level game. Now, moving into mid game, dates 1 through 3. What I'm gonna be showing you over the course of however long I keep this playlist going, because these playlists are going to be very powerful and this is going to be a solid backbone and regimen to my entire teaching. This is how to withhold interest in masculinity so she feels that your sexual market value is higher than hers and she has to earn your attention, which is going to satisfy hypergamy. So what we're doing on dates, this is very simple. You're going to withhold interest. Confidence to a woman on dates means that you can talk to her as if it's an everyday common theme for you, or it's an everyday common occurrence for you. So what that means is confidence to a woman when she sees that it doesn't matter who's in front of this guy, could be his dad, could be his mom, could be his grandma, could be anybody, no matter who you put in front of him, he talks to them the same. What she sees is you're confident enough. And what that also stimulates is the idea that beauty holds no weight over you. Very powerful. That's the common theme or the common occurrence. So you're withholding interest. You're talking normal, very powerful. Also, it comes across as you're not trying. If you're not trying, it seems like this is normal for you. Now, take this a step deeper. If it seems like an everyday common occurrence for you, or an everyday occurrence, what that actually signals in her brain is it says, hey, this guy has been with other women at her level of attractiveness. Now she's happy because hypergamy is very satisfied, okay? Moving on to back end game, this is long-term relationships. So what you're doing after the first few dates is you're slowly letting her come to you and you want her to start to reach out to you more and more. So how do we do this? We do this by creating a frame where she wants you to be her boyfriend. Keep that in mind. She wants you to be her boyfriend. So what you're stimulating here is dad energy. You're stimulating the energy of safety. You're stimulating the energy of even creating stipulations
for how somebody has to act to earn your attention if they have the opportunity to be in your life. Okay, dad has rules and dad has regimen. Dad leads the house oftentimes. And oftentimes, on top of that, dad is not scared to rock the boat. So what that means is if dad has kids and one of the kids does something bad or disrespectful, dad is not scared to interject stipulations and maybe say, hey, you're grounded, or this is the consequence. So dad gets really good at saying no. What you have to understand is that women will oftentimes test you to see your internal strength and if you're scared to lose her or not. And a man who's not able to say no is scared to lose that relationship. Dad would never be scared because dad knows at the end of the day, he's dad. So take this a step further. Dad is also okay to be alone. So on the back end, or one of the things that you're going to notice as you start to consistently see a woman that you're dating, is eventually she's just going to say, hey, what happens if I just don't text him for 4 or 5 days in a row? All of you are going to run across this. Now, since dad is not scared to be alone, since dad is okay being alone, dad doesn't care. Okay, so she might just go 5 days without texting you on purpose. And as soon as she sees, oh my gosh, he didn't reach out and say, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Now she goes, oh my God, this is dad, I need him. Or this is the father figure. This is a strong man who's okay by himself. This is the man who I'd want to be with. This is the ideal masculine archetype. So this is the language of women. This took me 10 years to discover. As we continue our journey together, we are going to make this into its own movement. I'm going to create something very powerful that's going to make it so that way men understand this. And that way all of the confusion right now that men run into, I'm going to solve. And I've taken it upon myself because here's what happens. Men start listening to dating advice on the internet, or they listen to content creators. And the problem with it is this. You hear something and you say, okay, but where does that fit in? When you hear something like, you know, like even think of this for example. Guys will hear things like, women like a stoic strong man. But you'll also hear things like, women like a man with charm and charisma. Those are polar opposite characteristics. And it leaves a lot of confusion. And this is the situation I was in for many years, is I heard information, but I didn't know where it went. So then I started going on a lot of dates over the past 10 years, like tons of dates, long-term relationships, girlfriends, exclusive girlfriends, going out on dates, actually dating, going out in the real world. And then I started to understand, okay, there's a time and place for everything. That's why I broke this down into front-end game, mid-game, and back-end game. And I've created a comprehensive system that I'm slowly going to release across this channel, and I'm going to even grow this into a movement so that way some of these issues for men can be solved. And I've taken it upon myself to do this because I'm the best at teaching this. So if you like this video, you can hit the like button, comment, and subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one.